covering has been replaced by a tighter fit. I figure the sheriff must have sent the doctor like he said he would. Zachary stares at the piece of cake I hand him, his face scrunched up.
What? No forks?
I'm happy using my hands, but I traipse over to the kitchen drawer and dig out a fork for Zachary and Cal. Zachary takes it and says,
"The napkins are over the sink."
I turn to give Cal a fork and napkin, but he licks his fingers and announces,
"I'm through."
Sure enough, not a crumb is left on his plate. I don't care for Miss Murdy May's fancy salads that jiggle, but she can bake better than anybody in Antler. I love the rich icing best, mixed with its tiny pieces of pecans. Zachary snarls as I devour my slice using my fingers.
"You guys are pigs."
"Yep,"
says Cal, then he belches. When Zachary asks for another piece, I say,
"Get it yourself. I'm not your mom."
Then I remember. I am a loser and a sucker and an insensitive pig.
"How did your mom die anyway?"
Cal asks.
Cal can be really nosy and direct, but I'm really glad he asked the question about Zachary's mom. After all this time, I want to know Zachary's story.
Let's keep reading where we left off. We're at the very last paragraph on page 111. It begins, "Zachary ignores him."
Zachary ignores him. He grunts, raising himself from his seat, and wobbles to the other side of